WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The TxDOT Bryan District Office has been removing political campaign signs that were placed illegally.
We don't want to have to get out and take these signs up. But if a sign is placed in the right-of-way or it's posing a traffic hazard, TxDOT will remove it without prior notice.
Spokesman Bob Caldwell says if your sign is missing, you should contact their office.
They're stored in our office, and then the candidate can call as well. And we ask the candidates to please contact us so we can get this sign placed properly where this is not an issue.
Caldwell says citizens can also call their office if they're concerned about a sign. A reminder that putting campaign signs on public land is illegal and city ordinances should be followed when placing a sign inside of incorporated city limits. The Bryan School District's communications director says all seems normal at Bryan High as he was checking out the campus yesterday afternoon on a day that was believed to be an unsubstantiated threat was scheduled to be carried out.
It's very calm. It's very orderly. You know, kids are happy and changing classes and learning. So I'm very pleased to walk through and see that.
Additional Bryan police officers have been present since the threat was received late last week by students who Brandon Webb says were immediately removed from campus.
School is about learning and about order and education, and that anything that disrupts that, particularly of a violent nature, whether actual or threatened as some sort of a prank, will not be tolerated.
Bryan police posted on their Facebook page that a rumor of a gun found on the Bryan High campus is false. A Navasota junior high school student was removed from a classroom yesterday after bringing a pellet gun to school. According to a letter posted on Navasota ISD's Facebook page by Superintendent Stu Music, a classmate notified administrators of the weapon. Administrators and the district school resource officers found the pellet gun in a backpack. According to Music, the student will not be on campus today. That is pending charges and further placement from the school. The type of consequences and the length of placement sometimes depends on the type of charges that are filed. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included final action on new regulations restricting future stealth dorms and ag shacks to multifamily zoning districts unless developers get a conditional use permit for other residential areas. The council's support of recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Commission drew praise from one of three public speakers. Jenny Smith says she's attended P&Z meetings and met with city staff for the last year.
I think what they have come up with is a very good start, and I would like to see this passed.
Future construction of what's officially called detached shared housing with a minimum of 4 bedrooms occupied by more than 2 people who are not related must have 1 off-street parking place per bedroom. No more than half the front yard can be paved and at least 2 trees must be on the lot. Recommendations by 2 City of Bryan advisory boards about where smoking will be banned in parks have been endorsed by the city council. Deputy Manager Hugh Walker said the Parks Board, which has been working on a ban since last July, had to make a modification after the city acquired the former Briarcrest Golf Course.
And as it reads, it says it shall be unlawful for any person to smoke tobacco products in any city park except for a municipal golf course. The board unanimously recommended that this move forward to the city council.
In addition to the smoking ban not applying at the golf course, smoking will continue at Lake Bryan at the request of the BTU board. No date was announced for when the ban will start at the remaining parks in Bryan. The Texas Department of Public Safety is reversing plans to lay off more than 100 older state troopers as a means of hitting mandated budget cuts. DPS Director Steve McCraw said in a memo yesterday to employees that the agency won't move forward with the reduction in force that follows backlash by troopers and lawmakers. McCraw said in a memo that state leaders gave the okay to use other funds to cover the trooper salaries. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 64 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Good morning, it's 8 11 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness yet again today. It'll be breezy. There's going to be temperatures between 65 and 70 this morning, and that's where they're going to stay through the afternoon. Watch for a shower or two as well. Scattered showers possible tonight, turning cooler. The nighttime lows 45 to 50. Rainy, cooler tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Rain tapers off to scattered showers tomorrow night, a low of 50. Cloudy with the chance of showers on Sunday, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now, granted, I'm the old guy, and I've been through a lot of transitional situations.
You've been around.
Started in radio, almost everybody smoked.
Mm. Right.
And when you smoke, you don't notice the smell of the smoke. You really don't. Mm-hmm. So when I quit, for a while I was a pretty belligerent non-smoker. Because, as I've said before, if I had known how much my smoke was offending other people, I would have changed the places where I smoked.
Right.
And now it's to the point where, and I remember years ago going through the airport in Phoenix, and they had an area where smokers had to sit. It was about 12 by 12, not fully enclosed, but pretty much glassed in.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm watching those people in there like they're in jail.
Right.
I mean, they're having to sit in there with people who they don't know, don't want to know, simply because they share this behavior.
Yeah.
And then, a couple of years later, same airport, they put them outside. Okay, it gets pretty hot in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
It does.
A little warm.
And, you know, the same thing is true in Minneapolis. You know, do they make those people go outside? We make people go outside here at the building
right.
to smoke,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, maybe gives you a chance to meet a new person.
Sure.
But you may not want to. It's just, again, because you share mm-hmm. this habit.
And I'm talking about any kinds of weather, man, especially with all the winter weather that we've had always
exactly.
out there.
That's right. Now, and I'm sorry, I get it, okay? Been there. But when we start talking about banning cigarette smoking in parks.
Yeah.
Now, I understand if you're sitting around and you're watching an activity.
Right.
That might be something that wouldn't work.
Okay.
But you know, I'm going to guess that most parks are big enough that there's a breeze blowing through there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, people's smoke annoy me somewhat.
Yeah.
But I don't even know. And then who can go in front of a city council and argue against this?
Right.
For fear that people are going, oh, well, you want my children to get cancer. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
Sucking in all your secondhand
yeah.
smoke.
It's hard to be that person to fight this issue.
There's so many directions that this can go.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you start that slope, and we talked about this, I don't know, probably almost 10 years ago. When is it going to get to the point where you live in an apartment and the person next to you smokes in there, and then it drifts through and it smells like smoke in your apartment? So what are we going to do about
this? Is my
that?
Favorite Scott voice I've
yeah.
ever heard.
Yeah, smoke coming in your apartment.
So
you're right. Well, and the crazy thing about parks is, I mean, you're outside. That's where we send smokers now.
Yes.
And now they're not allowed to smoke outside. And I agree, you know, if you're at And that's where the hard part is, like, what is a park? And that's what the, you know, the story that we talked about, Lake Bryan, they're not considering a park. And of course they want to let people smoke out there. You've got the restaurant with the huge patio and things like that. So
if it's outside, honestly, I mean, yeah, it might be a little bit annoying, but you can get up, you can move. Or you can ask them, say, hey, well, would you mind going over?
And what you said too, Scott, about, you know, depending on if there's like an activity. So, yeah, if you're at a kid's soccer game and, you know.
You want to stand there and smoke with the parents.
Right. Yeah. You need to step away or to the side.
Come on, Billy.
So, yeah.
But give them the opportunity to be able to do that.
Right. Right.
Please. Hello.
So what about secondhand vapor? You know, the e-cigarettes, they use vapor that goes in your lungs, and we don't know what's in there.
Well, and that's fine.
Supposedly,
too.
It's okay for you. I don't know.
I'm guessing, I didn't hear the presentation, I'm guessing, did they discuss vaping? Does that include vaping, that you can't vape in a public park now?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know if it's smoking.
And the craziness, I mean, just to show you how. All right, how about if you're driving and somebody pulls up next to you,
uh-huh,
and they have their windows rolled up because it's Texas. Doesn't matter what the temperature is. We roll our windows up because
right.
We hate everybody. and that person has three children in the car and they're smoking.
Right.
With the windows rolled up. All right. Now, what are you going to do? You going to roll down your window and you're going to be that person? Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. You know, just a random thought here for you, Chelsea.
Yep.
1620 is the call signal for the station WTAW, right?
Yeah. Correct.
If you do that in military time, what number is that?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Dude.
I see what he did.
That's very nice.
Why did he pick Chelsea
I'm
out
not
for
sure.
that?
Because you said rando.
So
are you going to be the parent police? You going to say, hey, look what you're doing to your kids.
Right.
You know?
Well, the thing is, we're human beings. We should be able to go up to someone, and not in that situation. I would never get into someone else's business
right.
like that. But, you know, if, like, going back to my soccer game example, like, I don't know. I just feel like you should be able to ask somebody maybe to, like, step farther away.
Don't be a jerk, and I'm sure that they'll be okay with it if you ask them. Like, hey,
right.
I'm sorry, but is there any way, you know,
or if
maybe
you go
you
up to them and start
there.
Going,
but, you know, nowadays nobody does anything like that.
I know, because no one has, like, normal interactions
no.
with one another.
They have
they're just going
to
get on their cell phone and tweet about how much
sub-tweet.
This guy's
yep.
being a jerk.
Yep, yep.
Or probably, like, take a Snapchat of them, like, secretively and be like, look at this dumb guy smoking at my kid's soccer game.
By the way, we had folks who vaped up here, not nearly as much anymore as they did. There for a little while, they were going pretty hard and heavy with
I know,
the vaping.
It'd be like hazy in the
and we
hallway.
Had, yeah, we had a production guy who would sit in the production room and he'd vape. And anytime you went in there to cut anything, it smelled like blueberries. So you just walk in, just this big waft would hit you in the face.
Yeah. Wow. See, and again, so is that bad? Do you again? It's a coworker, right? So are you gonna? You going to get on them about that?
I mean, I guess if it bothered you.
Yeah. Now, Bill is telling me that it's the computer. We have the smoking ban over here on the left computer. Do you know that? Do you know where
what?
It would be? Do you know where it would be, Chelsea?
The smoking ban on the left computer?
Yeah. Bill, you're just going to have to send me what it's called. That way I can read it and we can see what
I mean,
says.
I have my, like, the audio cuts brought
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I didn't know if we talked about vaping or anything. Hey, hello.
Hello. Well, have you actually ever asked someone to move when they were smoking and it was bothering you?
Yeah.
If you want to start a fight, that will start it real quick.
Like. I hear you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, and I understand that too.
Usually, the most obnoxious anti-smoking people are former smokers.
Oh yeah, that's probably right.
They're just jealous.
Yeah. Well, what you do is before you yell at the guy, you put your beer down and go over and yell at him because he's holding his beer and drinking, right?
I mean, yeah, smoking. True.
Hey, man, you need to put that cigarette out. We got kids here.
My biggest thing is, especially in like a parks area or a golf course or whatever you're talking about, as long as you are disposing of your cigarette butts properly.
Now, see, and that's not, you know, that and that thought came to me as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, then fine, like. You know, at least that's my opinion. Like, as long as you're not littering and you're not disposing of them just, like, on the ground willy-nilly,
yep.
then, you know, I feel like in an open-air situation like that, you should be able to smoke.
So we'll see where it goes. And again, I don't want to have to go. You know, I would never be the one to go in front of city council and say you need to let people smoke.
No, and I'm, you know, I'm not in that position either. But
all right, well, let's move on to the next important subject.
Okay.
How many cup holders do you have in your car? I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have four.
Yeah. Well, two in the front, two in the back.
I think I might have six.
Okay.
Six?
Oh, no. And we're off. Here we go. It appears that Subaru would be the champion when it comes to the number of cup holders. The Ascent SUV, seating up to eight, has 19 cup holders. That would be 2.375 per person.
How do you even find room for that?
I don't know. That's the whole deal. That's what this story is about in the Wall Street Journal, is that have we reached the limit when it comes to cup holders? Where are the cup holders? What do the cup holders do? You see, oh, and by the way, it narrowly beats out the Volkswagen AG's new Atlas midsize, which has 17.
Wow.
Now, here's the deal. What size cup does it have to hold? Because, you know, think about your Buckies.
Right.
And, you know, what they're using as an example, because it's a little more widespread, is the Big Gulp.
Okay.
So they created a 3D-printed Big Gulp facsimile in Turin, Italy, so that the engineers would use that to make a good fit for their Alfa Romeo crossovers. They wanted to make sure that Big Gulps would fit in there.
Interesting.
Yeah, the growing popularity of the large thermoses and supersized tumblers, like the 30-ounce Yeti Rambler, is prompting automakers to introduce more voluminous holders as well. The cup holder arms race has entered a new phase of innovation for companies such as the Fisher Industries, where they are, again, trying to make sure we have all different sizes and shapes for cup holders in your car.
Well, I do appreciate that in some ways, because I buy Powerades. I don't buy Gatorades, because the Gatorade bottle won't fit. It won't fit in my cup holder.
Okay.
If I buy a Gatorade, then I've got to put it in the passenger seat.
Hello.
You know, speaking of cup holders and smoking cigarettes in parks, California decided coffee causes cancer. I don't think people should be drinking coffee in the park.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. Yeah, that's right, because the coffee breath might get through there.
Exactly. They shouldn't leave an empty pot on the burner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it says tobacco products in here, so that doesn't seem to include vaping.
Well, what about, so tobacco, so even dipping?
Well, it says it shall be unlawful for any person to smoke tobacco products in any city park.
Oh.
Now, see, and then you got that going on. Then you got people dipping and spitting. How's that? How's that work out for you? Thank you. How's that work out for you?
Dipping, spitting.
Do you want to watch that go on? Anyway.
I mean, most people will bring, like, a receptacle.
But here's what you get now with the
newer... even grosser.
Here's what you get with the new cars now with cup holders.
Okay.
Some high-tech cup holders employ LED lights or have warming or chilling functionality.
Whoa.
Oh. I know.
How about one that is anti-sticky? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many cup holders do you get
all the
junk that gets in there? Well, I mean, just, you know.
Back at, right. The stuff. Those cup, they got that little rubber insert that you have to take out and steam clean,
put back
in there. Right.
I've seen, little coasters for cup holders.
Really?
Yeah.
You can just take out, wash in the sink, and then put back in there?
You could get doilies. You have a little cup holder doilies.
You use
that'd
a napkin.
Be a nice
you
look.
Could just be clean.
The first pre-installed cup holders in mass-market vehicles believed to have been in the 1984 Plymouth Voyager. The Plymouth Voyager was an awesome box on wheels.
Yeah.
It looked like a shoebox on wheels. And that was the first soccer mom car. Three seats. I mean, got the sliding door thing happening there.
Nice. Yeah. Love a good sliding door.
It was just the best. The 1990s automakers experimented with cup holders folding out of the console. Remember then they had those? The problem was they were really kind of flimsy. And then when you put a good sized cup in there, if they broke, well, then what are you going to do, right? So anyway.
Yeah, I have one of those that pulls out and it has the
Your point is well taken though, Zach, about the cup holder that you have to put it in the passenger side.
Yeah.
How many times do you have the big drink and you get back to your vehicle and you go, oh, I forgot to take that thing out of my cup holder, whatever it happened to be.
Oh, that too.
Or if you've got change in the bottom of your cup
holder. That's a big one, too.
Wobbly.
Yeah.
It's just.
You get it uneven.
Because cup holders hold other things. They just do. Cups.
Well, and that, you know, for
or
a while.
Little trash, like
my
little
phone.
Receipt wads.
Yeah. Now, and I don't know if they still do, but I remember that some fast food places decided to start making containers for food that would fit in your cup holders.
Chicken fries.
Mm-hmm. Which again, there's a hole in the bottom. They're crumbs, and then those get in the bottom of the cup holder.
Right. Oh, that's true.
See.
Life is messy, Chelsea. Not everybody's a neat freak.
No, I know. I'm messy, too.
But that's the reason that they have the vacuum cleaners at the car washes,
right.
So you can do that.
Suck it out.
But they don't have cup holder cleaners.
What do you mean? Just use the vacuum thing.
Well, I know, but what if there's some liquid in there, like he said? Sticky.
Yeah.
Like
what if it's all
sticky? Then that could be a problem.
Then you go get a wet paper towel at home and you
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask for.
Oh, okay.
Trying to solve your problems today, folks. We're doing what we can.
Shinka, with your money now. A federal inspector general has agreed to investigate actions by federal regulators that might benefit Sinclair Broadcast Group and its efforts to buy Tribune Media. The probe could further complicate the government's review of the $3.9 billion Sinclair Tribune deal, which has already run into delays over questions about how the merged company will comply with legal limits on local station ownership. Google Maps app for iOS in its latest update will provide users with easier access to some useful commuting features. With the update, three tabs, Explore, Driving, and Transit, are accessible from a bottom bar within the app. Google says the real-time information from these bottom bar navigation tabs will help users in finding a nearby restaurant, beating the traffic, or catching the next bus. Crude oil up 8 cents at $61.25 a barrel. On Wall Street futures now, little changed after stocks soared yesterday. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Who hasn't gotten frustrated by those irritating and loud pop-up web page ads? Well, Google's free web browser, Chrome, is striking back, automatically blocking 12 kinds of especially annoying ads. And the question now becomes, can we trust Google? Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Google's Chrome is the most popular web browser in the world, with 56% of all internet users. Chrome will now block anything that pops up, plays loud sounds, blocks your screen, or just won't go away. A group calling itself Coalition for Better Ads picks the kinds of ads to block. The coalition is controlled by Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Procter & Gamble, News Corp, The Washington Post, and a few others. The question is, do they block ads fairly? For example, the Wall Street Journal observes that some of the blocking decisions seem self-serving to the companies controlling the coalition, which is why I recommend that you try Chrome. It's free. But do keep Firefox, Safari, and Edge on hand, just in case. I'm Kim Komando. Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink, right out of the box, to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at Epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. When is a park not a park? When it involves a new smoking ban in the city of Bryan. The city council this week approved recommendations by two advisory boards. Deputy Manager Hugh Walker explained why the BTU board did not want the ban at Lake Bryan.
By ordinance, Lake Bryan is not considered a park. It's a utility lake that's beneficial to the utility and not necessarily a park. It's a benefit that we get to use as recreational, but it's certainly not a park as defined by city ordinance.
But the ban will apply to all but one of the city's remaining parks. The council agreed with the Parks Board to allow smoking at the city golf course. No date was announced for when the ban will start at the remaining locations. After 14 months of research, meetings, and public hearings, the city of Bryan now has regulations regarding what's officially known as detached shared housing. More commonly known as stealth dorms and ag shacks, they will require a conditional use permit in all residential areas except multifamily. The structures, which have a minimum of 4 bedrooms and occupied by more than two unrelated people, must have 1 off-street parking space per bedroom. There's also a requirement that no more than half the front yard can be paved, and at least 2 trees must be on the lot. One of 3 speakers during this week's city council public hearing, Patrick Giamalva, called on enforcing current and future stealth dorms as apartments.
They need on-site management. Everybody that is in the rental business knows that you cannot rent a place and live out of town. If you rent a place, you have to have somebody there to take care of it.
No one on the council discussed the suggestion before approving the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations on a 6-0 vote. Before, during, and after the mass shooting at a high school in Florida, there's been an increased security presence at Bryan High School. That's after the school district notified police last week of a threat that was supposed to be carried out yesterday. Bryan ISD's communication director, Brandon Webb, spent part of yesterday afternoon on the campus.
What I see is people worried about homework and grades and exams and not about their safety. And that's very encouraging to me as a parent and as an employee as well.
Webb says the students who were involved in the threat that was made last week were immediately removed from campus.
Whether actual or threatened as some sort of a prank will not be tolerated and will be dealt with extraordinarily swiftly and to the fullest extent that we and the law enforcement community we work hand in hand with have within our capability.
Bryan police continued their investigation of what Webb described was an unsubstantiated threat. BPD also posted on their Facebook page that a rumor of a gun found on the Bryan High campus is false. Campaign season is upon us, and political campaign signs are already decorating our local roadways. But Bob Caldwell from TxDOT's Bryan District Office says poor placement of a sign can be illegal.
It is illegal to place any signs on or within the right-of-way. This includes posting signs on trees, telephone poles, traffic signs, or other objects on the right-of-way.
Caldwell says they have already removed some signs. If you're concerned about a sign, you can call their maintenance office at 778-8054 and they'll come take a look. Again, that number is 979-778-8054. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It is 66 degrees. You can text us any time of the day. News tips, photos, videos, traffic alerts, all of that can go to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You've worked hard for your money. In today's uncertain times, don't leave your future to chance. While others risk losing their retirement in the unpredictable stock market, you can earn a high fixed rate of return with one of the largest, most reliable companies in the country today. Let me help you weather the storm with providing you a steady income no matter what the stock market does and with no risk to your principal. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
I can tell you the sun is still up there. Unfortunately, we're not going to see it at all today, nor will we see it through the weekend. Lots of cloudiness for today. A couple of showers are possible this afternoon. Temperatures, well, they're going to have tendency to make their way up to about 65. I may see a few spots as warm as 70 today. Overnight, lows are going to drop down to cooler, 45 to 50, with scattered showers. Rain for tomorrow, cooler, 55 to 60, showers 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so you can't smoke in the parks in Bryan if this thing passes. I don't know if you heard last week, I think it was Hugh Walker, who had said that the area that was the old Travis Bryan golf course is closed. The golf course is closed, but the place is still open.
Right.
But I heard a report the other day that there were two old guys still walking on the golf course hitting balls.
Golfing. Yeah.
I love
really?
It.
I saw something the other day.
Yeah. You saw some the other day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, some guy just out there with, you know, a couple of clubs and just kind of, which I don't know is very safe for other people.
Could go fly.
Yeah.
Go fly your drones.
They don't even have, do they have the flags still in?
No.
Still
who cares? Why do you need that? You're just out there. It's for a good day outside. Yeah, a little fresh air, a little sunshine. And, you know, you could probably smoke over at that golf course, too.
Well, I remember it's a park.
Oh. Well, yeah, but it's still got some golf stuff over there. So, now, you used to live over on that side of town by Arrow, the original Arrow.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I can remember.
Oh, I was like, yeah, me too.
No, I can remember watching golf balls bounce onto the road. I see that. Because, you know, if you got a bad slice and you're liable to. Actually, that'd be a hook, I guess, in that case.
Correct.
Yeah,
anyway.
Correct.
All right. So, Jay Sokol here this morning. How you doing?
Hey, great.
What were you? Were you here like 2 weeks ago, or have you been gone?
Colin
was in last week.
Yeah, I've been out and about.
Oh, okay. Yep. Do you have a fact for him today?
I'm looking.
But by the way, yesterday, at the beginning of the city council's strategic planning retreat,
right,
council member Jerome Rectorick shouted to me from across the room that he had no idea about the chins and what was the animal that. The only animal.
The elephant. It was an elephant.
That's what it was. He read that, and so your
the
facts,
elephant with the chin.
Yeah. Your facts are being read.
Good.
By council members.
And they're better off for it.
Wait, you said plural.
Yeah.
All right, Moore, I'm busting you right now. Did you know about the elephants and the having a chin?
I didn't know about the elephants having a chin, but I have used your fact about the state. Vegetable of Oklahoma several times.
Okay. Oh, that was a good one.
All right, we got that going. So, all right, we have a guest.
Yeah, that was a little preview. It's Place Four City Councilman Barry Moore.
There you go. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Okay, so fresh off your retreat yesterday, y'all got together. What'd you eat, by the way?
We had sandwiches, probably. It was a city council meeting.
Is that the default food?
Yeah, we have a lot of sandwiches. We had sandwiches.
You did right after the trust fall. You did sandwiches and fruit.
Who caught whom in the trust fall? Never mind. All right, but anyway, so all right, so you did that. Now, tell me a little bit about the format, how this kind of came down.
So we met for eight and a half hours yesterday. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got a facilitator who comes in to help us work through our strategic plan. And the retreat's a great time because we get to really have some deep conversations. We deal with some issues with the Open Meetings Act where we don't always get to sit and talk and really have time to talk through these issues. And so it's good. We made it through a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff done. I didn't really expect that we would. So it was a positive experience. It's a long day.
You know, I understand transparency, and I mentioned this to the mayor the other day, and I'd like to get your thoughts. I mean, some decisions do have to be – you've been in real estate deals. You can't do a real estate deal on the basketball floor where everybody can hear it and see it. I mean, some things have to be done behind closed doors, and I appreciate that you want citizens to be a part of this process, but some of it has to be done in a level of secrecy too.
Some things are important. We've got the ability to do a lot of things in executive session where we can have these conversations, but – you know, an open meeting, it's difficult to really feel like we can have a long, you know, I think one item we talked about for, you know, well over an hour. And to do that in an open meeting at City Hall, you know, on a Thursday night, people start getting a little bit antsy. So this is a good forum for us to have some of those conversations and some of the things we talked about yesterday we needed to have good, long, healthy debate on.
Well, for whatever reason, to use a football analogy, College Station's kind of outkicked their coverage. I mean, you're growing fast. You want to grow. You understand that. But there are parts of the city that they clearly are sadly lacking the infrastructure as you grow to that. So kind of give us an overview of what that kind of discussion went with.
You know, we talk a lot about growth and the understanding that the growth is coming, whether we really want it or not. And so how do we handle that? And that's a lot of things. That's infrastructure. Yesterday we talked a lot about City Hall, which is something that most folks I don't realize what a big need that is for us. And I think people feel like, well, you're getting a big, nice new City Hall for City Council. Well, that's not it. We've got a staff of, 900 employees.
Yeah.
And got to have a place to put them in a City Hall that's starting to fall apart. But we talk a lot about, you know, and we have for the last several years, how do we fund the infrastructure for the city that we're becoming in a city with areas of aging infrastructure?
Talk to the mayor about public-private partnerships. As a member of council, what are your thoughts there?
You know, I think public-private partnerships can be an effective way of getting things done. I generally believe that private industry can do things more effectively and certainly more cost-effectively than government. So when we're talking about major construction projects, which is generally where you see these things, I think public-private partnerships can be a beneficial deal. I also think that there are times when, you know, it's easier for us as the government to kind of direct that process, especially when it's something we want to have a very close watch over. I'm in support of P3s when they make sense. I think that they can be very effective, especially from a bottom-line standpoint.
Do you feel like any of your any of the people in your that speak to you about the thing, the needs of the city, did they give you some marching orders going into this retreat, what they wanted to hear?
No, not really. I think the big issues that folks have are infrastructure related or growth related, and their quality of life issues. And some of those are infrastructure. Some of those are having places to go, new places to shop. I mean, think of all the new opportunities and the new choices that we have in this city just in the last couple of years. And I think people are really excited about that. But with that comes more people and comes more infrastructure needs. And those are the things that I consistently hear about.
Give me an idea generally how the conversation went when it came to privatization. I know specifically they're looking at sanitation, but just privatization in general for the city.
You know, it started as kind of a 30,000-foot look at what is the role of government. And you know, I think we all decided and we all kind of had a good, pretty good consensus that police, fire, transportation, and parks, those are roles that the government should play. But then we have choices on things like sanitation, water, wastewater, electricity. There are a lot of cities that have those in-house, and there are a lot of cities that privatize those. So that was a conversation specific to sanitation, which was what we talked about yesterday. I think that the consensus of council, the majority of council, felt like we are doing a good job with our city sanitation department. We're providing a great service at a fair price that would be hard for the market to beat. And so a majority of council did not want to move forward with an RFP or getting more information on that. And that's a conversation we've been having for the last year internally and publicly for the last probably 5 or 6 months.
Okay. Barry Moore joining us. He's a Place Force College Station City Council member. Okay, the other side of the equation is taxation and revenue streams. Tell me where that came down. How was that discussion?
You know, we didn't talk a lot specifically about tax rate. We talked about some things that we need to do as a city and how that affects our debt capacity and our tax rate going forward. There are a lot of things that are going to go back to the budget committee, which I sit on with the mayor and Councilman Benham, to talk about how we fund these things going forward. We've raised taxes quite a bit lately. I don't think there's a lot of interest in doing that again if we can at all avoid it. And I'll certainly say on the budget committee, that's the sense, is we're going to try to figure out ways to fund the things that we need to fund without raising taxes again. And that's the goal every year. Inevitably, things come up, and we look at these $350, $400 million, I don't know what the number is, of infrastructure needs that we have, and we have to make hard decisions. But that's the approach.
People have been in meetings before where you have somebody who comes in and is a facilitator. Quite often there's an aha moment. And I've certainly been in that situation before. Did you have an aha moment yesterday?
You know, I think probably the biggest aha moment was around City Hall, which if you read the paper, I don't know if y'all talked about it this morning, have decided that we're going to go ahead and move forward with at least the design of a new City Hall in the location of the current City Hall. I don't think anybody felt like we were going to come out of retreat yesterday with that decision being made. But I think when we looked around the room and realized we've been talking about this since 1994, I was 10, since we've been talking about the need for a new City Hall. And it was finally time, I think yesterday, to decide, okay, let's go ahead and move forward. We've been talking about this long enough. We know there are needs, and let's move forward. So I don't think anybody thought we were going to come out of, certainly from a staff standpoint, thought we were going to come out with direction to go ahead and design a new city hall, but that's what we did. That was probably our biggest aha.
Okay, and I know it was discussed, the idea of the geography of it, the placement of it is a concern. That's a high dollar piece of property, and also just because you're growing so explosively to the south, you're farther away from that. Any discussion in the areas where you abut the county right now, because there are going to be some shared projects that have to be done there?
Not really. There are a number of areas where we're looking at how to handle projects or, you know, areas. We did talk a little bit about annexation very briefly, about areas that would make sense to bring into the city, but nothing specific yesterday.
Okay. Finally, Chuck Gilman, interim city manager, does not live in the city limits. And, of course, that would have to change. Your thoughts about that process and where we are with that?
You know, I think, Chuck, I'm very excited. I'm excited for Kelly. First of all, I think this is a great opportunity for him. Sad for the city. I think he's done a very good job for us. When the news came down that Kelly was taking the role at Relis, my initial thought, and I think a lot of council was that, well, at least we've got Chuck. And Chuck can step into this role immediately as an interim. And we've got a lot of things to figure out over the next 6 months. Chuck has a six-month interim period, get us through budget. We've got a lot of things to figure out. One of the issues is that he does live in the ETJ. And right now the city charter says that the city manager needs to live in the city or move to the city at some point during his tenure, I believe is what it says, which I halfway understand that rule and halfway don't, but that's what the charter says. So, we've got a lot of things. It's a time of transition, but fortunately for the city of College Station, we've been a time of transition for a long time now, so mm-hmm. we're pretty good at it. We understand change, and I think I don't think we'll miss a step.
Okay. Anything else we didn't cover today you wanted to chat with?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you.
What do you got?
A lot of summer job opportunities.
It's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Lifeguard, swim instructors, city manager. So if you're interested in any of these seasonal
Savage.
Job opportunities, visit our website at csjobs.cstx.gov, and you'll find all of those laid out right there.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that there are plenty of city managers who have to learn how to tread water for a while. We know that part of it.
Very good.
Life-saving, yeah. Very good.
Well, you know, Jeff Kirsten started out as a lifeguard.
I didn't know
with
that.
The city of College Station.
Is that right?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know
See
that.
How you can rise up the ladder and make a little something of yourself?
Exactly.
Jeff Kirsten.
Okay. All right. So,
you ready?
Our fact for today.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your fact for the day is that the color of the olive corresponds to the ripeness of the fruit when it is picked. So green and black olives are the same. Green olives are picked before ripening. Black olives are picked while ripe.
I pictured that the whole way through.
Good.
You going to email that to me?
Absolutely.
Always have
you
to.
Know it.
All
Thank
right,
you.
There you go. That's Visit Folks the City College Station on Fridays.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I've known Margaret Meese for over 20 years. As an attorney, her clients understand that she is very thoughtful, very detailed. Even in the face of great trials and tribulations, I've never seen Margaret back down. She never appears scared. She faces it head on and knows that between her diligence and God, they're going to get it done. If Margaret says she's doing it, it gets done, definitely. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-62.
This President's Day, we are pleased to welcome Jeffrey Engel to the Bush Presidential Library and Museum for a discussion of his most recent book, When the World Seemed New, George H.W. Bush and the End of the Cold War. The discussion will take place February 20th starting at 6 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. For more information and to register, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. All right, come on. Put on the headphones and be a part of the show. Okay.
The voice of reason, general manager.
Why would we do that?
Voice of reason.
Self-proclaimed.
Ben Downs is here.
At this point in the show, why would we do that?
Hello, my name is Ben Downs. Obviously, my mother did not say it aloud before she named me, and so we are here.
Hey, by the way. This was.
By the way, we're going to have to quit taking calls from listeners on the air. What happened? You know, there was a while we had PhDs and chemists and things.
Yeah.
And now we got guys making dope jokes. Yeah. On the
dope
radio.
Jokes.
What can I say?
Dope jokes.
What do you mean?
I thought it was pretty good that he at least put the Doritos down and was not giggling as he said it.
Yeah, man. Hey, I don't know. I don't really know if people who are that, you know, feeling good can tell the military time though, right?
Somebody told him that and he remembered it. Okay?
Oh, that's what it was. Or he wrote it down somewhere.
Now, here's one. We could actually save this for Jay. He's not listening now. The only time he listens is when he's in the studio, by the way.
Right.
Scientists have found a species of ant that carries its wounded off the battlefield and tends to their wounds.
Oh, is it called the army ant?
They take turn licking the injuries
that's a thing.
Until they begin to heal. So there you go.
Well, they must heal pretty quickly, or else that's a lot of licking.
Well, there are a lot of ants too. So they don't like to have to
hurry. I also want to see the battlefield. They have actual battles, like a battle royale between warring ant hills.
Well, they do that.
Obviously, you've never watched enough National Geographic.
Smithsonian Channel will cover you up with that.
Yeah, there's always some ants marching through the woods that encounter something.
All right, are you going to go see Black Panther this weekend?
No, I'm not.
What's wrong with you?
Because I'd have to sit on someone's lap to see it.
Okay.
It's just like sold out across the board. We had people from the humble radio station, the Radio Ranch here, who went last night, and I don't know, it changed their life or something.
That's what I've heard.
This person, yeah. T'Challa, what is the character's name?
I don't know.
T-C-H-A-L-L-A, because I love spelling on the radio.
After
the death of his father, the King Wakanda returns home to the isolated, technologically advanced African nation.
Oh, yeah, that's hidden. It's a hidden country. Okay. And I don't know. They've got all kinds of things they can do and everything. Black Panther today is showing, let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11. What's the 11 plus 16? 27.
Oh, we're doing that math again. Yeah.
27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 34, 37 showings.
Yeah. Whoa.
And that's just at Cinemark.
Imagine
37.
I'm going to manage to miss all of them.
Me too.
37 showings. Oh, and 50 Shades Free is showing in 10.
Imagine there'll be plenty of open seats.
10 showings there. Yeah. And sadly, the truth is that the Downs family are probably going to go see one of the 6 showings of Peter Rabbit.
Don't get offended. Don't get offended by the food allergy scene.
Yeah, that'll be unfortunate.
What has happened to our country?
Someone has food.
They make fun of an EpiPen.
Yep.
And suddenly the outrage flows.
Get this.
Oh, my.
Now, look, as an old guy.
My. Yeah, I know.
Latest research shows a sharp drop in the number of babies born in the United States last year. CBS says a new analysis has estimated 3.8 million babies were born nationwide. That is down 100,000
from
a year ago.
People aren't having nearly as much fun as they have.
Millennial, yeah, they are. They're just having fun by themselves or with other people where they're not making kids.
What? Sorry.
Things that they're not doing to create children.
Oh.
Do you want to go any farther than that? That's fine.
I didn't want to go that far.
Well, I didn't want to go anywhere near the baby conversation. But apparently Paris Hilton's clock's ticking, according to Zach.
Aside from the physical part, how about the mental part, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to have a baby. So is that a thing now? I mean, now we're getting to the point where people don't even want to have children.
Oh, absolutely. People are doing the whole fur baby thing. They're adopting dogs.
Well, that's a good thing.
There's nothing
wrong with that.
Yeah.
I like babies. I just don't want to keep it. I give it back.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep it.
I'll hold your baby. I'll play with your baby. And then I'll give your baby back to you.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
Once you get in, I remember when we took our first child home from St. Joseph Hospital.
Yeah.
We got in the car. They handed us the baby. And I said, wait, shouldn't they send a nurse home with us?
Really?
Please, can't, isn't there someone who, isn't there an adult in the room somewhere?
And more importantly, the doctor didn't have a cell phone back then, so you couldn't bother him,
mm-hmm.
No. Right? So apparently there's been some sort of, do we know the story about the controversy of the bobsled, the Jamaican bobsled team?
They said something about Cool Runnings. They said it wasn't a good movie.
What?
Is that what we were talking about?
Well, no.
No, I think there was a real controversy.
There was a real controversy.
That is a real controversy.
They hadn't paid for their bobsled.
Oh.
And so the owner was going to take it back to Jamaica with them?
Oh.
How does that happen? What does a bobsled cost?
I don't know.
And how do you take a bobsled back from South Korea?
Anyway, what happened was, fortunately, Red Stripe Beer came to them.
Oh, yeah, they said they were going to pay for it.
They did. They said that they happily tweeted out on Thursday they'll be glad to pay for the bobsled. it now, if they need to.
Can they paint it up like one of their cans? That'd be cool.
Well, the really cool thing is the skeleton guys. I don't know. That's the name of the event. It's a skeleton.
Yeah.
They all have these cool helmets that are painted with like
skeletons?
Bear mouths. And one
bear
looks
mouths.
Like, one looks like an Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to sell?
I know I'm not making any sense to anyone right now.
Can you put corporate logos on Olympic stuff?
I don't think you can.
No. Yeah. I mean, you could do like a color frame. That would seem to work.
So that's why they're down to Iron Man. Do they have to put a little circle with an R Marvel Comics on the bottom?
I don't know.
Again, just so Americans can continue to be well thought of around the world, apparently Cheesehead showed up yesterday to root for Matt Antoine.
Cool.
Yeah, they had little cheese hats and all that kind of stuff. So
annoying.
We got that going on. Yeah, you're right. Oh, that was it. That was in the men's skeleton.
Oh, cool. Maybe he has a cheese head painted on his helmet.
There's one with a lion.
I told you, they're cool looking.
But it's got a rabbit inside. Peter Rabbit. Oh, no.
WTA, W College Station, right.